Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Pei Beis, Nedarim 82b, pagination is 164. We're starting from the third line at the end of the line. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Nodra Mishtei Kikaros. If a person, woman, made a vow from two loaves of bread, Ba'achas mis'ane, one of them would cause her pain in terms of refraining from eating from this bread, because it's good. Uva'achas ein mis'ane, in the other one, she would be observing her vow, but there really is nothing painful about observing it. It wasn't particularly good bread anyway. So the Ran mentions pas nikiya as opposed to pas kiver, one that's good tasting, one that's inferior. Says Shmuel, mitoch shu mefer lemisane mefer l'sheino misane. We readily understand that he's going to be able to be mefer, the husband can be mefer, can negate the vow that has inui nefesh, that's causing affliction, that's a restraint upon her, an objection. And because he's able to negate that part of the vow regarding that loaf of bread, therefore he's able to negate even the loaf of bread that was not inui nefesh. So the Ran explains that this is all based on the pasuk that says, "V'isha yefeiranu umafkinon ditzarech habal shayafer kol haneder diyafirenu kule mashma." When a husband negates, he's giving it either a thumbs up, which would be kiyum, affirming, or he's giving the vow a thumbs down, and he's negating. And that's it. Either he's doing one or he's doing the other. And therefore Shmuel says that once he's able to negate the part of the vow that's inui nefesh, which is really the source, the concept that he can negate because it has inui nefesh and affliction, so he's able to negate even the other part of the vow because it's one package deal. That's how Shmuel learns. V'ravasi omer Rabbi Yechanan, and Ravasi says in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, mefer lemisane, he can only negate the part of the vow that is inoy affliction, ve'ein mefer l'she'ein misane, but he can't negate the part of the vow that does not have inoy with it. Says the Ran, nehi, it is agreed that when it says yeferenu, it has to be the entire vow and not half of it. The husband can't create a whole new vow. If she says, I can't eat bread, he can't say, okay, you can't eat bread, I'm negating it for Mondays and Thursdays, but the other days of the week, you're going to observe it. It's one package deal. However, Rabbi Yochanan does not hold that to the extent that the part of the vow that's not inui nefesh, that's not affliction, is going to be able to be negated. Because that part that was not inui nefesh had nothing to do with this concept of hafara. And as long as he negates the entire unit that has to do with inui nefesh, that's already considered an entire unit of negating the entire vow. So again, according to Shmuel, one loaf is inui nefesh, affliction, it's good tasting, and the other loaf is not. Shmuel says, because you're allowed to do the inui nefesh hafara, so you're going to be able to do both loaves, even the one that normally would not be subject to hafara. And Rabbi Yochanan says that joining is not true. and the part of the vow that's inui nefesh in its entirety, you will do hafara on, but the part of the neder that is not inui nefesh, that loaf of bread shall have to observe. It's not inui nefesh, let her observe it. And it's not included in the rules of hafara. Now the Ran points out that in the Mishnah later on, Sadi Amid Beis 90b, there is a case where a woman says, Netula ani min ha-Yehudim, that she says I should be removed from the Jews. And she's not going to be able to have benefit, give benefit, whatever her restrictions are. The husband can go ahead and be Yofer Chelko Utehe Misham Shoso. He can be Mefer just the part of the vow that affects him, and she'll be able to serve him. But the part of the vow that has to do with the rest of the Jews is going to remain in place. Which sounds like a direct contradiction to the view of Shmuel, who said that if one part of the vow is hoferable, then automatically the other part of the vow has to be joined with it because it's all one unit. And the Ran explains that that's not a kasha, that's not a problem, because the way inui nefesh works is very different than the way beino leveino works. We mentioned that there are two types of hafara. One is the type that she is afflicted, and therefore the husband has the right to negate the vow. And then there's a different type of neder that he has the ability to negate. Devarim shebeino leveino, things that have to do with the interaction between him and her. Says the Ran, even Shmuel, who joins the neder as one unit, and therefore says even the parts that were not normally haferable become part of the unit, and he can be made for everything. But when it comes to beino leveino, that's not true, and he's only made for the part that has to do with him. So again, by inui nefesh, that's where it says, isha yeferenu, the husband can negate, and he will in its entirety, according to Shmuel. But when it comes to beino leveino, it's only the part that truly bothers him, that he objects to. In the words of the Ran, Devorim shebeino leveino mishum kepeda de ba'alhu. The reason that he's being mefer is because he objects. Hilkach b'mayd lo kapid lo kapid. And therefore, the part of the vow that doesn't have to do with him, he's not going to negate. Now, one more observation regarding practical halacha. The Shach in Siman Reish Lamed Daled points out that there is an opinion that holds that even though we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that he only negates the part of the vow that is inui nefesh, and not like Shmuel, that the part that's not inui nefesh becomes one unit and he's made for everything. So again, we go like Rabbi Yochanan and he only is made for the part that's inui nefesh. Nevertheless, there is an opinion that says that he has to negate the entire neder, and then only the part that's inui nefesh will actually fall off. And the Shach says that that's not correct. And all he needs to do is negate the part that is inui nefesh, because that's the only part that he could be mefer anyway. He says that it's meduyak like that in the wording of our Gemara, because the shita of Rabbi Yochanan is mefer lemisane, he should negate the part that afflicts her, ve'ein mefer l'she'ein misane, and he shouldn't, or there's no reason to be mefer the part that is not inoy nefesh. And he says that's what you see in our Gemara itself. There's no reason to negate the entire neder. You only have to negate the part that you could affect, and that is only the part of inoy nefesh. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining.